This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. It is Meera Sivasudhi. The My P. Ramlee Project is an effort to keep the memory of P. Ramlee alive through local theatre productions, which are aimed at the younger generation of Malaysians. The first installment of this project is Tanya Samahati, which is a new Broadway-style show that promises some good old nostalgia for young and old alike. Here to take me on a short trip down memory lane are the production scriptwriter and director Manja Liza Abdul Rahman and choreographer Farah Sulaiman. Welcome, ladies. How are you today?
Hello. Thank you.
It's
for
a rare
us.
It's a rare occasion to have the Malay theatre people in the studio with us. Extremely rare. I'm going to start with Farah. I mean, you've been dancing since you were 4 years old.
Yeah.
Did you grow up in a household that was very inclined towards the arts?
Okay. My sister and me, we both are the ones that did dancing. We both took up ballet, but not my mom, not my dad. They just encourage us, that's all.
That is quite interesting. I mean, do you think that it was because they were that generation that they were open to you doing ballet and not doing traditional Malay dance? You
know? Well, I did do traditional as well. That was when I was in Standard 6 because my dad then was working with the Ministry of Culture, Youth and Sports. So I did go for classes there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you trained at the Stellaman School of Dancing, Dance Theatre Centre and Pineapple Dance Studios.
Yes, actually...
This is in London.
Yes, it is in London. But actually what I did is I went for refresher courses, and because my sister was doing the 3-year ballet course there, teaching course, okay. And at that time, I was handling the school in KL, so I couldn't just leave the school, so I just went there for courses, for refreshers course.
Okay, so you were not formally trained besides just doing ballet here in Malaysia?
No, ballet is mainly here, but I did all my exams here.
Okay.
Yes, and I do tap and all that, modern and jazz.
Wow. Yeah. After which you went on to open the school with your sister.
Yes.
You also performed in productions of Hello Dolly, Oklahoma, Showboat and Camelot,
yes,
you know, among many others, actually. Any roles which stand out for you? And when I read this, I thought this was probably going to be, you probably performed abroad.
But they're all local. They're all locals, you know. It's all local production. And I was mainly doing the dancing, okay, and at that time, we have this lady, she was my ballet teacher, and she's a fantastic lady because she handled everything. She's from Australia, her name is Mrs. Sydney Syme, and she handled the vocals, she handled the music, the dancing, the acting. She's what you call a triple threat, okay? And because I was her student, so I was doing mainly dancing. But for Snow White, when we did the production Snow White, I had a speaking role for that.
Did you find it difficult?
No, but I still prefer to dance than to act, you know?
You know, this is, I know, slightly off topic before we come into the project and find out a little bit more about Manja, is that, you know, as a dancer, you would have been a dancer one in the 1970s?
Yeah.
1970s?
Yes.
How has the dance sector evolved in Malaysia since then?
Since then? Well, like modern dance, for instance, it has improved tremendously, as you can see, like hip-hop, you know, street dance and all that. But things like jazz, there's not much jazz dancing here. A lot of people would just do a mixture of modern disco kind of hip-hop, you know, into a song, which is actually more for jazz, more for jazz dance routine. That's how I feel, you know. And also, we need really good, strong dancers to do this because you need to be at least ballet trained to get all the lines and the dynamic feeling when you're dancing.
This whole idea of contemporary dance, what's your take on it? I always like to ask the traditionalists and they always have that reaction.
Okay. For me, contemporary, it depends because I've seen some really good pieces done by some local choreographers, but it all depends on what they do, how they choreograph it, you know, because there are times where you really have to think after the routine that they do. You really have to think, what are they actually doing? Mm-hmm. You know, what is the story? What is it? What do they want us to see in
which yeah. usually drives somebody like me nuts, because I need to make sense of everything.
Yeah.
But you know, as I speak to more and more of them who are in contemporary dance, they just tell you, come sit there, let go, you know,
yeah.
and make the best
yeah.
of it, really.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether that's diluting the whole art, art form. Are we diluting it when we do that?
Okay. For me, for instance, yeah, I like people to come to my show, sit down, relax and enjoy, okay? But not to go back thinking, what on earth were they trying to say to the dance? So that is why I like a lot of Broadway, a lot of modern and all that.
Right,
you know?
It makes a lot more sense.
Yes.
Manja,
yeah.
scriptwriter and director for the first installment of Project My P. Ramlee.
Yes.
Where did you start in the arts?
Okay, I start everything after school mm-hmm. when I go for studies, and actually I didn't do performing arts directly, but I was starting doing performing arts during summertime. So during summertime I go to the class in Glasgow. So that's where I started.
What did you start doing? Writing?
I start with actually, you can choose what type of fine art, performing arts that we want to do there. Mm-hmm. So, what pulls me more to do is like they have this acting class. Then I try every of it, acting, directing, script writing. So where we can see which one we prefer more.
You like,
yeah.
And it was script writing and directing.
Both, actually.
Yeah, both. Okay. What are some of your previous stage production that you've worked on?
Actually, in here, I just started. Yeah.
With in Malaysia?
Okay. Yeah, in Malay. And actually, I don't have any other in English. It's just during my final exam only last time, which is I do for the summer holiday in Buckingham Garden. It's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've come back and this is your first project in
yeah.
Malaysia. What's that process been like for you, putting the script together?
Okay, it's like this.
What was your inspiration?
My inspiration? My inspiration is P. Ramlee itself. And then another inspiration is Farah Sulaiman.
Mm.
You know why? Because in UK, I was a very open to Broadway type of performance. And When we saw that, all the performance, it creates a jealousy feelings, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they have Broadway? And why there is no Broadway in my country that present the local works?
Malay Broadway.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Malay Broadway. Because whatever they have in Broadway, such as jazz, samba, I mean the dance in that, in a play itself, we do have. So it comes to me think that I should try to do something with mm-hmm. it. So actually, this is long time ago. And now only, I think last few years back, I got a time to compile everything.
The whole My P. Ramlee project, whose brainchild was it?
Manja.
So you
Manja
came up,
and Hazrin, actually,
yeah.
our producer.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So you decided that this is something you're going to do. And this is only the first. This is only the beginning.
Yeah.
You haven't even, you're almost starting. You haven't quite started yet. But were there any challenges for you? I mean, in terms of translating, is it as simple as doing English Broadway?
Yeah and no, actually. Because all P. Ramlee's works is there, where we only have to find the suits, like song or whatever scene that is from the film itself mm-hmm. that we can play with to combine together to create the whole story itself.
Right. Mm. What are you concentrating on in the first installment, Tanya Samahati?
Tanya Samahati is the first series out of six from Project My P. Ramlee.
Mm-hmm.
So, for the first series, we're concentrating about love. Love in mankind.
Mm-hmm.
Love to humans. Love in love is in the air.
And what more? It's Valentine's on the 14th. But yeah, having said that, you're kicking off only on the 21st of February till the 23rd of February.
Next week.
That's right.
Next week.
And we'll come back and find out more about Project My P. Ramlee, first installment, Tanya Samahati, in the studio with me, Manja, who's the scriptwriter and director, and Farah Sulaiman, who's a choreographer. If you have a question for them, send it through 016-201-9000 or tweet BFM Radio.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon and welcome back. If you have just joined us, it is The Bigger Picture and it's Meera Sivasodhi, scriptwriter and director Manja Liza Abdulrahman with me, together with choreographer Farah Sulaiman. They're both involved in the Project My P. Ramlee's first installment, Tanya Samahati, very much the brainchild of Manja herself, who's decided to come up with the 6 episodes of Project My P. Ramlee, going with the first one kicking off on the 21st of February at the Auditorium DBKL. I'll give you more details up next. But, you know, Manja, when you decided to do this Malay Broadway, mm-hmm. is this the first time it's being done in Malaysia, or have we done Malay Broadway before? And pardon my ignorance, because I've not heard of Malay Broadway as such.
Okay. I think, Tiara Jacqueline has done P. Ramlee, the musical. Mm-hmm.
That was in English?
That, no, it's in Bahasa.
Okay.
I don't know what
approach.
How do you say it? What they think about it, whether they call it Broadway, but I don't think so. Mm-hmm. The difference with our show is that what I try to do is I try to inject different kind of dance into the songs. Like I say, P. Ramlee has got, his songs are about the same, the tempo is about the same, and I can't be doing the same style of dancing. So we've got things with a cane that we use, bowler hat and cane, mm-hmm. which is very Broadway-ish.
Yes.
And then we've also got tap, and we are tapping to Pok Pok Bujang Lapok and Do Re Mi, the song Do Re Mi, which I don't think people have done before.
Okay.
And also, like certain scenes, we are doing it exactly like, okay, there's one scene, what's that song called, Manja? The first song, Saat Yang Bahagia, okay? It's actually, when I first heard the song, it was very difficult for me to choreograph because I had to come up with something different because it is about... what do you call it? Pencuci. What do you call
it? Yang mana satu?
Yang mana satu? Sorry, yeah. Yang mana satu?
Mm-hmm.
Where they have got cooks, chef, okay, and also somebody washing clothes, and then another part of the scene is a lady sewing clothes. So it's like tailor, cook, and cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to come up with something that is to that scene. So what I've done is I've made like a my dancers sewing clothes and the others holding trays of food and all that, dancing to it.
Are those some of your challenges?
Oh yes,
Farah.
Yes,
trying to adapt.
Yes, trying to because when Manja first said to me, Farah, I want you to do this, I was so excited because it's something different from what
no
I normally do.
What you were getting yourself into.
But you see, when I heard the song, this sounds the same as the other song, then you know, so it was like a lot for me to do.
Okay. What about your challenges, Farah, Manja, just bringing everything together? I mean, you needed to cast, you needed, of course, your choreographing was great because you sorted that out with Farah Sulaiman,
mm-hmm.
and she looked after all of that. But everything else.
Okay.
Sounds like a huge project.
Not really. It's just a normal project.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge that I think is big is how you're going to present the songs that sang by P. Ramlee in the original version itself, because not everybody can sing P. Ramlee's song.
Dance and act.
Yes, because you need to have this, it must be this, to have these three elements when you're performing in this show, where you have to be you can be, you have to know to act, you have to know to dance, you have to know to how to sing as well. And you are not singing just singing, you have to sing P. Ramlee songs. Mm-hmm. And which is, we bring it in original version of P. Ramlee. It's just that they don't use P. Ramlee's voice or try to copy their voice. They need to use their own voice, but sing it in a original version.
That was the biggest challenge.
This is a very, very big challenge, because no matter how, they have to do it, and my team is a great team. They're doing it very well, and they also said that this is a really, really challenging.
How did you cast?
We do audition. Our cast more, actually they are experienced theatre people,
yeah,
as well.
Most of them are. We've got Dato' Ahmad Tamimi.
Yeah, as our main
as
cast.
As the Atok, mm-hmm. who's playing the role of Atok.
He was supposed to be here with us today.
Yeah. He's at Sri Menanti, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And we've got Sheila Mambo, who is also a veteran in the...
They both are heroes and heroines.
Yeah. Okay.
In the
Who's
show.
Who's playing? I'm assuming Dato Tamimi is playing P. Ramlee.
Okay. This is it. There's no P. Ramlee in this show.
Okay.
The singers are the ones that is portraying P. Ramlee. Yes.
Interesting.
But it's also very interesting if you come, because the script is very interesting. If you really listen to the words, the dialogue of the actors right to the end, you will guess who Tok Lee is.
Yeah, surprise,
but, yeah,
surprise.
It's a big surprise.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So the script writing itself.
Yeah.
How did you write it?
Okay.
What is the story?
The story is all about, as I said, it's all about love.
There's no storyline? You don't want to...
But it's not about love, couple's love or anything. It doesn't concentrate in one type of love. It's about general love, actually. It's about the relationships between, among families. Atok and Nini doesn't have any. They don't have a family, so these stories, the two kids, which is Adam and Maya, is coming to them to spend their holiday together. And during that time they spend together, they get to know P. Ramlee by what this Atok and Nini has been doing in their lifestyle, actually. Mm-hmm. When the jokes, using P. Ramlee's jokes, they talk to each other, sometimes copying some of the script or some of the dialogues that they heard through the films, and then sometimes they're humming and singing all P. Ramlee songs. So this is that attracts these two kids to get to know who is this P. Ramlee. So the way they teach, the way they educate, the way they show who is P. Ramlee is in
so it's through the Atok and Nene's eyes.
Yes.
So you get to
Atok and Nene
P. Ramlee
are fans of
them.
P. Ramlee,
right.
So they show, I mean they watch TV together, P. Ramlee show, and then they talk about the songs, and that's where you get the song and the dance that
all
comes
right.
in.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the music?
The music itself, you mean how are we going to present?
How are you presenting it? Is it live music?
No.
No.
Okay. It's a playback. But we do the music again. Because at the moment, the music that we have, we got from what we've got at the moment, is all... it's flat,
it's,
actually.
You know the way... olden days, the music, how it sounds like, it sounds a little bit funny.
Yes, we're going to play a P. Ramlee song.
Okay.
So we have an idea at the end.
Okay.
But yes, so those were, you carry on, you were saying.
Yeah, and we've got Mustaqim to do the music for us. So he's rearranged the music, but not like nowadays, a lot of people like to sing like Getaran Jiwa or any of P. Ramlee's song, they like to jazz it up or modernize it, you know. And the way they sing also, it's like the now, the way they sing is the now, the in thing, you know, where they go, yes. You know. So this, no.
No such thing.
No, it is.
You stay true to his, the exact P. Romney song.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That would have been a challenge for you. Mm-hmm. Choreography,
yes,
isn't it?
Farah? Yes.
Now I know what you mean. In terms of direction and musical choreography, did you have to inject other elements to bring it more to lifelike and to appeal to the audience of today? Because we are living in an entirely different generation now. Did you have to inject something a little
bit
more?
Oh, yes, because like I say, it's going to be a totally different kind of choreography, because if you watch the P. Ramlee shows on TV, it's very, very simple. They don't have much dancing. Like, if you do the twist, it's just the twist.
Yeah.
Or things like Pop 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 Bujang La Pop. No, Menceche, the song Menceche, where they sing and dance, where they sing on the bicycle. So we have a bicycle, but we're playing around with the bicycle.
Mm. We exaggerate it.
Yeah.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we've got very good cast, actually.
Yeah.
Very good cast.
So how many of them all together, the cast?
Cast. Main cast is only four. Singers altogether is eight. And we have loads of dancers.
Dancers is about 30, mm-hmm. 30 dancers.
You would
plus children.
That.
We've got kids as well.
All performing.
Yes.
The best thing is our performers is, you know,
multiracial.
All of them is multiracial.
Yeah, it's
right.
Multiracial.
Yeah.
We've got all nationality, all races, I mean.
And this is a charity project.
Yeah.
How did you fund
it? It's 100% ticket for the charity.
Okay, but it's okay, so proceeds will go to charity.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
All right. That's what I was wondering. So what is this message that you would like to bring across with this production, Manju, to the audience?
Okay, to the audience, what we're trying to do is to get close with the community, with the theatre as the medium, trying to create because nowadays when we go to watch a theatre, it's not much of them is watching theatre with families. So we try to make it something to watch with families and something worth to watch for with your loved ones.
Mm-hmm. How long is the whole show?
Not more than two hours.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not more than 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. In your opinion, Farah, what are you hoping people will take away from this?
I want people to see that we Malaysians, like what Manja say, we Malaysians can do Malay musical with Broadway style, with modern style. Okay, it's not just traditional, that everything's got to be traditional. Okay, and I don't know. To me, I feel that we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I would like other people to also do follow us,
yep.
Follow what we're doing, you know,
yeah.
So that it'd be more interesting.
Give more colours.
Sure, there are five other installments. I mean, are you, when? Mm-hmm. How long? When is the next one? Or is it too early to ask you?
Yeah.
We need to get this over with.
Okay. But five others, so loads of space for everyone to get involved in, which is a great effort, honestly. So you can catch the project My P. Ramlee, the first installment, titled Tanya Samahati at Auditorium DBKL Kuala Lumpur City Hall, located at Jalan Raja Lawat, Kuala Lumpur, from the 21st to the 23rd of February. Tickets are priced at RM35, RM55 and RM75, which you can purchase by calling 013-298-5584. That number again, 013-298-5584. Make that date 21st to the 23rd of February. Thank you both very much for joining me today. It was a pleasure having you on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We wish you all the best. That was Manja Liza Abdul Rahman, who's a scriptwriter and director, and Farah Sulaiman, who's a choreographer of the project My P. Ramlee, Tanya Samahati. We're going to leave you with a P. Ramlee song, which is one of the songs that will be used and played during the musical production. It's Jeritan Batinku on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Dengar, oh, Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.